You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A little walking Christmas music.
Kind of fun, huh?
I still have a note sitting here. It just says Spirit of Christmas.
Oh, Savage Henry. We got to play
because
that. When do you want to do that?
Last week we said we were going to play it. Maybe we do it
tomorrow?
Friday. We can wait till next week.
It's so funny. We're trying to our one out Christmas
to play
song.
One Christmas song.
Yeah, we don't want to overwhelm you guys. We've seen what happens there.
Yeah, we're
familiar.
Realized like a year, at least a year ago, maybe the year before that, we realized that the average person, honestly, if they want Christmas music, all they got to do is say, "Hey Alexa,
yeah, you know, play me some ding dang Christmas
you know,
music,"
or pull their phone out, you know, and. You know, pull up Spotify or whatever and just play Christmas music. You don't have to rely on a radio station for Christmas music, for God's sake.
Kind of goofy.
You rely on radio stations for other things. Some radio hasn't gotten that message yet. Yeah,
those poor people.
Listen, we're going to do a mind bender in 30 minutes. That's what we're going to do. Can't get that on Spotify, can you? And then in 1 hour, we're going to be doing Boys Against the Girls. And all I can say is the year of this, we've competed now for 11 and a half months in this game, and it's coming down to today's game and or Tuesday's game.
Right. We're going to need a strong lady to compete today, basically, too.
For
right?
sure.
Yeah, we need a lady that's going to know a lot about guy stuff today to block those dudes.
The dudes can win the year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
But the women can still win the year, too, if they win today and Tuesday. So
that's what I'm saying.
Anyway, all that's coming up with your boys in the morning. Jared and I found this story yesterday, and we said, well, we got to talk about this on the show, because do you remember the days? Think back. Cast your mind back. Back to when re-gifting was one of the worst things you could do.
It was something that was just extremely rude because somebody put the thought into getting you a gift. And then if you were to turn around and take that and give it to somebody else, it was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
How dare you?
I seem to recall surveys from 10, 15 years ago where something like 90% of people said that re-gifting is horrendous. It's like you said, Jer, it's rude.
Very rude.
Gauche. It's just terrible. Check this out. Fast forward to 2020. Now, almost 6 in 10 people say, totally acceptable.
Do it.
No problem at all.
Get rid of all that crap.
And then, of course, there's the usual 6 to 8% of people who say, I'm not sure.
I don't know what to do with these gifts.
I don't know how I feel about it. God, I love the not sure group.
Me too. I've thought about giving it to somebody else, but
you know how much I love documentaries? Love them. I would love to see a documentary done on the people who always answer not sure for every poll or survey.
Wonder if they're better off in life or if, you know, because they're just kind of riding the line, whatever. They sound fairly chill, maybe. We make them sound stupid. But maybe they're just the most chill, nonchalant, whatever.
No, they're stupid, Jeremy.
They're not stupid,
they're
I don't think.
Okay, here you go. Here's the poll question. Do you ever drink water?
Well, come on.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Yes, there's the I don't know crowd.
Well, then again, maybe they're just like, who cares? Whatever,
well, that's not one of the answers. You either do
then
something or you don't.
But that's then what they give is the, I don't know, I
do
guess.
You
I
do you think re-gifting is okay? It's either, yes, I think that's fine. No, that's a terrible thing to do. The, I don't know.
Well, with this particular question, there are so many things that go into the I don't know. Well, what is the gift? What is the value? Who gave it to me? Was it sentimental?
It's just in general is the idea. If there's any time that it's okay, then you're okay with it.
All right.
If you're never okay with it for any reason, then you answer no. I don't know.
Well, let's logically...
Have you ever traveled out of the country?
I don't know. I might have stepped foot in Mexico once. I don't know. We were really close to the border. So going back to these gifts, If you don't, if you have a gift you were given and it's sitting on a shelf in the basement, mm-hmm. what else are you going to do with it then? If you're against regifting, is it just going to sit there till the end, till the estate sale, basically?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with it then? Why not pass it off to somebody else and maybe they'll get enjoyment out of it? Why wouldn't you regift? Really? Because maybe you'll be over at the house and your mom will be like, where's that crock pot I gave you? I can see that as a logical reason.
Well, one of my coworkers?
Yeah.
Secret Santa?
Yeah, right. You know, that's touchy. But really, like, during this year where everybody's, you know, pinching pennies and hurting a little bit, heck yeah, man, I'd be digging in closets to get rid of some stuff
mm-hmm.
and get rid of items.
You know, if you really want to stretch the whole notion of trying to validate regifting, coming up with gifts for people is often a challenge.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's completely difficult, but it can be challenging. There's some people like, I have no idea what to get them. And that causes stress. So now, hypothetically, if you give me a gift, let's say you gave me a gift last year and it's still wrapped in, you know, in the cellophane or whatever, and I haven't used it because it's just not really my thing.
Yeah. Right?
But this year, a year later, I know someone who would really like that. On one hand, you could be upset if you found out that I re-gifted something. You'd be like, hey, Dom, Nicole and I spent like at least 6 minutes looking for this online.
At least $8 on that.
Right. Or you could realize that your gift last year alleviated so much stress from me this
mm-hmm,
year
mm-hmm.
that that's part of the giving process too.
Sure.
I'm not just giving you a gift, but I'm relieving stress next year. How'd I do in trying to...
I would
justify
be 100% completely fine with it. Because how could I be mad at you for doing that when I myself do the exact same thing?
So
I would totally re-gift something somebody gave me.
So the people who are think it's horrible don't ever do
don't
it
don't ever
themselves.
Do it. I would be fine. First thought that comes to mind when I hear that somebody re-gifted something is what a lazy SOB. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. Not any sort of anger or anything like that. And then I trickle into, yeah, I get it. That's fine. Get rid of it. If you're not using it, get rid of it. It's just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. If I give somebody a physical gift and they re-gift it, I am cool with it. Whatever. It's not mine anymore. It's used. Yours to do it with
do
whatever you want.
Do I hear a butt coming?
I don't like it when I give somebody a gift card and they turn around and re-gift it.
Why?
I don't know, because I feel like I have somebody in my family that I will give gift cards to because I know that it would be extremely beneficial for them to use, like, say, a Walmart or a Target or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to use it to buy things, groceries, whatever. But if I find out that person turned around and re-gifted that gift card, that kind of hurts a little bit because I was actually really giving it in a thoughtful manner of this will help you out versus, oh, another candle set.
Logically, this doesn't make any sense, though, your argument.
To me, it does.
No, but here's logic.
Why?
Okay, hypothetically, you give me a $25 gift card, which I could really use at, let's say, Target.
Okay.
Right? Let's say I'm really in need and blah, blah, blah. You find out that I gave that $25 gift card, and you're like, oh, Dom, you could have used that $25 gift card at Target, which is true.
Yeah.
So I would have saved $25 that I otherwise would have been spending at Target.
Correct. But
and
now
I still have to buy a gift for someone else, which is going to cost me
$25.
It's the same amount of money out
it
of my
is,
pocket.
But then I think you can forego giving somebody a gift and instead use it for something that you need. Like,
well,
food is more important than probably giving somebody a birthday present.
Well, this is
you
a
know?
Different story. If we're talking about people who need a gift card in order to survive.
It's
That's
not that
story.
Bad, but it's beneficial to that person.
No, tell me.
No,
who
I'm not
going
to tell you who it is.
Tell
it's
me
funny.
You're
this
must
person
must be a family member, and you're not allowed to talk about it. Who is it?
It's
not
funny.
Your mom,
this
is it?
Person has actually been given a gift card. How can I tiptoe around this?
Just say it. It's your mother-in-law.
By a different family member. No. But then in turn, about 6 months later, received the same gift card back as a gift.
So it just went round and round?
It went right back to the giver because the person that regave it must have forgot that person gave it to them.
I can't get mad about that.
So we all had a pretty good laugh about that. But... like, oh, okay. Well, we know what they're doing.